2021 was supposed to be better than 2020. And so we look forward to 2022, and to be honest with you, I'm already sick of it. Stop making promises about the next year that you can't keep. Hope can be a very dangerous thing. Here's something that caught my attention, a headline that caught my attention that I think is well worth a conversation that I think would explain a whole hell of a lot of things. Right? It would explain a lot of things. The headline is this: U.S. Commerce Department says China has brain control weaponry. Well, that does explain a lot, doesn't it? Joe, it's time for your graham crackers. We've got a new pull-up for you. Come on, Joe. The U.S. has added another 37 organizations, 34 of them from China, to the list of businesses with which U.S. interests cannot interact without a license. 12 of them, a dozen of them, earning their place for developing, quote, mind control weapons. Can't make this up. Mind control weapons. Among the named organizations of the new 37 is China's Academy of Military Medical Sciences. I'm guessing Fauci has a stake. The Academy of Military Medical Sciences, plus 11 of its research institutes, based on the body of information that AMMS and its 11 research institutes use biotechnology processes, this is a quote, by the way, to support Chinese military end uses and end users to include purported brain control weaponry. This activity is contrary to U.S. national security and foreign policy interests. Yeah, I'd say. Yeah. The Havana Syndrome comes to mind, doesn't it? The Havana Syndrome, where ambassadors and Western members of governments have been menaced by these headaches, these brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries, by the Havana Syndrome, where they hear these sounds in their brains. And the woman from China that was in China, I should say, that was on this program a number of months ago, who said that she began having these severe headaches, and her mother came, the same thing happened, and her dogs would come down the hall in the apartment they lived in Beijing and would stop, wouldn't walk into the living room. The dogs knew. The dogs knew what the situation was. A senior official telling the Financial Times that China was using emerging biotech to try to develop future military applications, including gene editing, human performance enhancement, and brain-machine interfaces. That all sounds very reassuring, doesn't it? Frankenstein's blushing. All right? I mean, just, you know, Frankenstein's like, whoo, I never thought of that. I should have, but I didn't. I should have thought of that. You know, the dogs wouldn't come down the hall, but they'd stand there and bark, right? John Ratcliffe penned an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal claiming that Chinese officials and researchers had conducted, quote, human testing on members of the People's Liberation Army in the hope of developing soldiers with biologically enhanced capabilities. He was laughed at. Remember, Ratcliffe came out and said, this is what we found. And, of course, the left-wing media, he's a right-wing, he's an idiot, he's an alt-right, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? John Ratcliffe was telling you the truth, while the left-wing media and their stooges in the Democrat Socialist Party were asleep at the wheel again. America is at risk from such interventions, such ideas. We are at risk for that because it puts us all, if the Havana Syndrome is somehow a part of this bigger picture, which is an easy conclusion to arrive at, then Ratcliffe was right. Engineered super soldiers, what they were trying to come up with. He was routinely ripped on. But in 2018, the People's Liberation Army, neuroscientists there, published a review detailing ways neuroscience could influence future warfare. For example, by using brain-machine interface technology. So they've not been shy about this. This was 2018. They openly put a paper out there. And yet, the media is so lazy. and so politicized, they don't even bother to use this thing that we call Google. I mean, Democrats have Google, right? They do. I'm pretty sure of it. Excuse me. Democrats have Google. They have computers. They have smartphones. They can look stuff up. The review of interface technology with the brain to enhance a soldier's capability, as well as through sound, light, electricity, even transcranial magnetic stimulation, and of course, drugs. All of these things in concert. The paper, again, put out by the People's Liberation Army, read Chinese Communist Party when you hear me say that. The paper also discusses interfering negatively with the heads of enemy targets. Yeah. But of course, from the Biden administration, we get this from Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of Commerce. The scientific pursuit of biotech and medical innovation can save lives. Unfortunately, the PRC is choosing to use these technologies to pursue control over its people and its repression of members of ethnic and religious minority groups, blah, blah, blah. The point is, Ratcliffe was right. China's trying to create devices, machinery, chemicals, whatever they can, to interfere with people's brains. And we're doing nothing to prevent it. Nothing. Except saying, oh, you can't do business with those folks. Wasn't Anthony Fauci told the same thing about the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Let that simmer for a moment. Just let that simmer in there for a moment. It's maddening. Later on the program, Craig Stiles will be here. We'll talk about investing. And I've got an investment idea for you. I'm going to tell you about it. An investment idea you never would have thought of. All right? And it's gone up better than gold or oil or the stock market. Can't make it up after the break.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.